Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been playing softball for nearly 30 years and managing teams for 20 years. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Problem number one for a lot of softball managers is not knowing until game time whether enough players are going to show up. Here's what I do. Set up a group in your email with the email addresses of everybody on the team. This way you can drop a note to the entire team at once. Email everyone the day before the game to remind them of game time and which field you're playing on, and ask them that they answer your email with a simple "I'll be there" return message. Once you're satisfied your players are paying attention, you can tell them there's no need to reply unless they are not going to be at the game. As manager, you should be the first one to arrive at the park and the last one to leave. You should have all your players arrive at the park 45 minutes before game time every game. They should let you know in advance if they can't be there that early. Tell them they might not play if they miss the 45-minute early time. Why that early? To give you time to call subs if you're short of players. If players are missing at 40 minutes before game time, start calling your subs. Getting your players there early gives them some time to take some batting and fielding practice if fields are available, or at least to warm up by playing catch. And if you're calling your subs 40 minutes before game time, they'll have time to suit up and show up before you have to turn in your lineup card. Remember, your lineup card is probably due in well before game time. Some scorekeepers don't care, but some are pretty strict about it. If you have players who are less dependable than they should be, call them on game day and find out for sure whether or not they will be there. You may have to drop some players from the team, but don't feel too bad. You have to have maturity and dependability, or your team will be a shambles. Poor team spirit can kill a team. Play everyone who shows up. Don't bench the same players every game. Let the marginal players play full games once in a while. If you want to be completely fair, bench every player equally, even your stars, when you have more players than positions. You can set up a formal rotation for subs, or you can wait until a blowout, whether you're winning or losing, to bench your best players for a half game. Tell players if they miss a game without giving you advance warning, they will sit out the next game, or be dropped from the team, or benched for X number of games, or put at a position they may not like. Let them know before the season starts that the rules will be strictly enforced, and make it known if they don't agree to abide by the team rules, they have no business signing up for the team. You might even want to write a form everyone signs saying they understand the rules and they understand the consequences of breaking them. If your team is fined by the league for a forfeit, you should consider passing the fine along to the team member or members who are responsible for the forfeit. If you decide to do this, be sure everyone knows the policy in advance, and don't fine anyone who let you know in advance they wouldn't be there. But team members who are consistently absent, even with good excuses, may have to be replaced. This decision is a lot easier to make when you have some good players waiting to join the team. Enthusiasm is at its highest level before the season starts, and if you can get your players excited and indignant about slackers right from the beginning, they're more likely to do the right thing later. Ask the players how they would like to handle no-shows and consistent absences. They may surprise you, and actually request that fines be levied. If your players are required to pay fees, make it clear that fees are not refundable if they leave the team for any reason other than season-ending injuries or moving out of the area. People will be going on vacation, and there's nothing you can do about that, nor should you. Ideally, you should have 4 or 5 players on your roster who play only when they're needed. Try to have 2 of them at every game, and play them at least half a game, even when all your regulars show up. Don't charge your subs any team fees. They're doing you a favor by standing in when they're needed. Include them in your team practices, picnics, and parties, too. You should have your lineup penciled in before you arrive at the ballpark. Check off your starters as they arrive. Of course, as manager, you're always the first one there, remember? And as stated earlier, at 40 minutes before game time, start calling your subs if you have less than 10 players. Hopefully these tips will eliminate one of your major problems as a softball manager, namely, being able to field a full team at game time. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.